Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 11th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as camp celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. This past week has been camp's second week of campers for the summer season. Staff and campers had a great week with activities from cookouts to hayrides to zipline rides to paddle boating, bowling, swimming, and the list goes on and on. Along with something special this week, on Thursday, camp's main lodge transformed into a Hawaiian island where they had a huge luau with lots and lots of campers coming from all over. It was open to adult campers and everyone had a super time. Next weekend will be Spinal Bifida Family Camping Weekend at Camp Courageous, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a first for Camp Courageous. As Camp Courageous strives each day to enhance the lives of individuals with special needs through providing exceptional recreational and respite care opportunities, volunteers play a critical role in this mission. Camp welcomes individuals and groups of all ages and abilities to volunteer their time and talents. Each individual has unique gifts, and there are a variety of volunteer opportunities at Camp Courageous to share one's gifts. Whether it is a few hours, days, months, or even a year, your volunteerism makes a difference here at Camp Courageous in the lives of thousands of individuals with disabilities. Some examples of things where individuals can help: administration. There's always something going on in the administration area, in the office area. Dietary, everything from cooking to baking to cleaning. There's all kinds of needs in the dietary area. Facilities, we're always cutting grass. We love grass and we love grass to cut. Always things going on in facilities that one can help out. Nursing, if you have a background, a medical background, they can always use CNAs, RNs, LPNs, doctors, any type of medical background, especially people that have medication manager certification. Program, if you love working with the campers, the youth, and the adults, program is where you want to be. A great hands-on experience from the day-to-day activities of campers at Camp Courageous. There's our travel program. If you enjoy traveling and also being with campers, that's a great volunteer to program. See the world and be part of the camp's travel program. And there's always special events like our breakfasts each year at the end of April and the end of September. Also, we have the Manchester Garage Sale going on in Manchester, Iowa. Cruising for Camp Courageous every May. There's a Sprint Triathlon in August. There's a Pineapple Gala in August. And we're baking fruitcakes come October. So if you'd like to volunteer and you want to be a part of Camp Courageous, we'd love to have you here. Here's a few words from one of our recent volunteers, Kathy Tucker, and talking about her experience volunteering at Camp Courageous.
My name is Kathy Tucker, and I work for Benchmark, Inc. We're a roofing and paving consultant firm. We did a day of caring last year for Camp Courageous. We enjoyed it, had fun. Toby is the volunteer coordinator here, and he's a very energetic person. I mean, it's you can tell that he has a lot of passion for this place and what he does. We actually stuffed goodie bags this morning. This afternoon, we're cleaning the bus.
What would you say to an organization that's looking for someplace to volunteer, like what you guys do? What would you tell them about camp?
Oh, it's beautiful. Even if you don't have a family member that is disabled or in need of a camp like this, you always know somebody, or if has been, you've met somebody, or somebody has a family member that needs something like this, and it's a beautiful place to come.
If you'd like more information about volunteering at Camp Courageous, you can get a hold of Toby Lukemeyer, who is our volunteer director. And Toby started out as a volunteer from Germany, and he did just such an exceptionally good job, and we really appreciate all that Toby does as our volunteer director here at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to our friends at Fuel Iowa, who had their golf outing at Brown Deer Golf Course last Monday. Great turnout, great day, and we appreciate all that they did for us. Today, Camp Courageous and the Carthians and the Rotarians present a pop-up singing nook, and it's going to take place here at Camp Courageous beginning at 11 o'clock today, and it's going to be at the Rotary Music Park here at Camp Courageous, right here at the base camp, and that's located at 12007 190th Street in Monticello, and we invite people to come out and be a part of that. Tomorrow, Sunday, Camp Courageous will be hosting the Cedar Valley Street Rods for their annual awards banquet. We've been partners for 35 years, going back to the first cruising for Camp Courageous down First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. A great group, great partnership, and we look forward to hosting their annual awards banquet tomorrow night, Sunday. This coming Thursday, we'll be in Williamsburg giving a program to the Kiwanis. Camp Courageous is available to give programs about the camp to any group at any hour of the day or night, whether it be a church group, a service organization, or anyone that's interested in more information about Camp Courageous. Please contact us and let us know. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is open year-round now. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. It's run 100% on by volunteers, and if you have items that you would like to drop off there, feel free to do that. Anything from clothes to books to toys to all kinds of clothes, CDs, you name it, they sell it up there, and they do take credit cards now. The need for this week is paper towel and toilet paper, and we hope that each one of you have a wonderful weekend and a great coming week, and thank you for listening.